SBS Filipino.
Mayroong ilang libong mga Australianong may malubhang leukemia ang nagkaroon o magkakaroon ng akses sa pagpapagamot sa maraming na maaaring makasalba sa kanilang buhay. Ang bagong gamot ay napabilang sa Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme at bunga nito ay lubhang bumaba ang halaga ng gamot. Ang detalya sa ulat ni Rosemary Bolger na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Noong na-diagnose o unang na-diagnose ng leukemia si Warren Lipiat, ipinaalam sa kanyang nabibilang na lang ang kanyang mga araw at di na niya makikitang makapasok sa paaralan ang kanyang anak.
You know, I still become highly emotional when I think back to those days. Because she was 8 months pregnant. I was diagnosed with this particular disease, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and they thought at that point in time that I'd had it for 5 years and it had gone undiagnosed, and at that stage life expectancy was around 10, so I'd had my five, so I'd have five left. So to think that, you know, one child is born and father is deceased is just, it's beyond thinking.
Nabigo ang pangkaraniwang pagpapagamot na mapigilan ang pagkalat ng kanyang sakit at nawalan na siya ng mapagpipili ang pagpapagamot. Ngunit sumali siya sa isang clinical trial para sa panibagong gamot na Imbruvica. Kasalukuyang nasa remission ang 54 na taong gulang. Muli nang nakakapagtrabaho at nasaksihang lumakit na alagaan ang dalawa niyang anak na babae.
I look forward to them growing up and being around on their 21st birthday, being around on the day that they get married, which were simply prior to this period in time, it just wasn't an option for me.
Sa Sydney Royal North Shore Hospital, ipinalam ni Punong Ministro Malcolm Turnbull na poponduhan o isa-subsidize ng pamahalan ang bagong gamot.
It's life-saving, life-changing, and not just for patients like Warren, but for their families, for children that will have their fathers and mothers with them for years and years.
Sa ilalim ng Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, ang halaga ng pagpapagamot ay bababa mula $100,000 bawat taon sa di aabot na lamang ng $500. Sinabi ng Leukemia Foundation Chief Executive Bill Petch, maraming taong pagsisikap bago ito naabot.
Before that, obviously, several more years of the drug being in development. So it does take time to get these drugs to patients. And hopefully, the Leukemia Foundation is working on making that a faster process so patients can get access to new therapies sooner.
Bawat taon, mayroong 1,500 Australianong na-diagnose na mayroong chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Maaring mabagal ang pagkalat ng sakit na ito, ngunit ito'y nakamamatay. Nagsisimula sa tintag na blood-forming cells ng bone marrow. Habang nabubuo o namumuo ang cancerous white blood cells, sila'y kumakalat sa dugo. Ipinaliwanag ng pinuno ng Hematology Department sa Royal North Shore Hospital, Professor Stephen Mulligan, kung paano ito nakakagamot sa pag-target ng tinatawag na protein-feeding cancer cells.
There's a block to the survival and a block to the growth signal. And so the cells basically eventually die off and it keeps the leukemia under very good control.
Di sinasabi ng mga doktor na makakagaling o makakalunas ang gamot sa sakit. Ngunit sa naging pahayag ng pamahalaan, nangangahulugan ng mga pasyente magkakaroon ng access sa pinakakailangang pagpapagamot ng walang kakabit na lubhang malaking gastusin.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.